mid-70s, and then a few afternoon showers or thunderstorms tomorrow. Some sunshine as well, and low 90s. Sunny and mid-90s on Sunday, and then a good chance of rain Labor Day. This is KRVS meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Funding for KRVS provides local farmers, fishermen, and manufacturers. More information on Rouses can be found at www.rouses.com.
How does your business benefit when you underwrite KRVS programming? You build brand awareness in a clutterless, commercial-free environment, link your brand with trusted programming, target our dedicated and discerning audience, and show your support for arts and learning in Acadiana. Make an impact on your business and your community by becoming an underwriter today. Call us at 337-482-5787, 337-482-KRVS, and ask about underwriting.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Loss of life and property is rising since Hurricane Ida struck Louisiana last Sunday. At least 60 deaths are now confirmed. The hurricane caused at least 12 deaths in the south, where people were killed in floods and by carbon monoxide poisoning. Remnants of the powerful storm stunned the northeastern U.S. with torrential rains and historically short periods of time. At least 47 lives were lost. NPR's Jasmine Garz reports New York has announced new measures to deal with intense storms, such as the historic ones it experienced in recent days and weeks.
New York officials have been delivering a clear message.
It's not like the rain we used to know. It's just not. It's a different reality, a speed and intensity that we now have to understand will be normal. And I hate saying that, but it's true.
That's Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the New York City climate-driven rain response. The initiative will include more severe warnings when weather is approaching, travel bans to get people off the streets, and mandatory evacuations of certain areas and apartment types, especially basement dwellings. He also emphasized the need to improve New York's infrastructure. Jasmine Garst, NPR News, New York.
NPR has confirmed that leaders of two federal health agencies are urging the White House to rethink its plan to roll out COVID-19 vaccine boosters starting September 20th. Leaders of the Food and Drug Administration and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention are telling White House COVID advisors that there is not enough data right now to make a blanket recommendation on boosters, and that it may be prudent to start boosters with older adults first, pending FDA authorization. The development was first reported by the New York Times. The European Union and AstraZeneca have resolved their legal dispute over delayed vaccine deliveries. Terry Schultz reports from Brussels the out-of-court settlement includes penalties for late shipments.
The European Commission, the EU's executive branch, sued AstraZeneca in April when the company failed to fulfill its advance purchase contract. Only a third of ordered vaccine doses had been delivered by June. Going forward, Commission spokesman Stefan de Keersmacher says, EU countries will get money back from AstraZeneca if doses are delayed.
60 million will have to be delivered by the end of quarter three and 75 million by the end of quarter four. Capped rebates will apply on the cost of each delayed dose.
However, the EU is unlikely to use most of these vaccinations itself, as it plans to donate at least 200 million doses to the World Health Organization's global distribution program by the end of the year. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Delta's drag on the U.S. economy has resulted in disappointing growth in the labor market, a gain of just 235,000 jobs in August, compared with a growth of nearly a million jobs for each of the previous 2 months. You're listening to NPR News. Former U.S. Catholic Cardinal Theodore McCarrick has pleaded not guilty to child sex crimes charges. He's the only U.S. cardinal, former or current, to face such charges. The 91-year-old made a brief appearance today in a Boston courtroom. He said nothing. The defense says it looks forward to addressing the allegations in court. Again, McCarrick remained silent as he was heckled by a protester upon his arrival. McCarrick is accused of sexually assaulting a teenager during a wedding reception in Massachusetts nearly 50 years ago. In India, security forces are watching for unrest following weekly Muslim prayers in the disputed Himalayan region of Kashmir, a day after the funeral of a popular resistance leader. Sushmita Pathak reports communications have been cut to many and there are orders to stay inside.
Armed police officers are patrolling the streets of Kashmir and checking vehicles at roadblocks. The government has cut off the internet and the vast majority of phone lines. This is not the first time India has imposed a communication blackout in Kashmir. In 2019, high-speed internet was cut off for 18 months following India's decision to bring the region directly under New Delhi's control. The latest crackdown was put in place after separatist icon Syed Ali Gilani died Wednesday night at age 91. Gilani wanted Kashmir to become a part of Pakistan. It is currently split between India and Pakistan, and both claim it in full. For NPR News, I'm Sushmita Pathak in Mumbai.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average has fallen 75 points since the open. It's at 35,369. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Mathnasium, committed to boosting students' confidence, critical thinking, and math grades and scores with in-person or online instruction. Each student follows a customized learning plan. More at Mathnasium.com.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned in to the final hour of the Blues Box for us this Friday here on KRVS. Stay tuned at 1 o'clock for American Roots with Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more national and international news coming up at 4 p.m. on the program, All Things Considered. Right now, from 1969, here is B.B. King.
Well, I was in a high risk, low wife called to the pity party. Conductor yelling, all aboard. Well, I was in a high risk, low reward. And if I stick around, I just might change the score, yeah. Like you can lead a horse to the water, but you can't make her drink. I can give you all my love and knowledge. It's useless if you don't think. Well, just because you wanna see them eat, doesn't mean you gotta make they play. You gonna learn you lost, you good one. Lost just a little bit too late. I went with a high risk, low reward. Last call to the pity party. Conductor yelling, all aboard. I went with a high. Stick around, I just might change the score, yeah. Checks start to get low. I was there to pick you up now, hey. And now you are no show. Hey, I saw the flag, it's all red. But I thought I couldn't fail. I ended up sewing them together and setting sail. Yeah. And I went with a high risk, low reward. Last call to the pity party. Conductor yelling, all aboard. I was with a high risk, low reward. If I stick around, I just might change the score.
Ryan Perry with the title track to a disc he had out last year on Roof Records label. Perry on guitar and vocals. This is his first outing as the featured artist, but he was on another disc with two family members. They were all the whole trio was very, very young at the time. They were out of Mississippi, the Homemade Jams Blues Band, and they ended up getting a lot of attention, being such young blues artists back then. Brian Perry. He was preceded by B.B. King. B.B. King opened up the final hour of the Blues Box this morning for us here on KRVS with a number he recorded back in 1969 called Fools Get Wise. We're going to turn next here on the Blues Box to Buddy Guy. We're going to go back to 2005 and sample a track from his disc, Bring 'Em In. Here's Buddy Guy with special guest Keith Richards also collaborating on this cut. Buddy Guy with The Price You Gotta Pay.
I had a dream just the other night. Me and my baby was having a fight. It felt so real, but it wasn't funny. I took my love and she took my money. But that's all right, I was only dreaming. But you know what? It got me thinking. You gotta go for what you know, 'cause you're gonna reap just what you sow. 'Cause life don't always go your way, and that's the price you got to pay. I went to the kitchen, I turned on the sink, got a glass of water, and I began to think. This lying and cheating has got to stop before I lose everything that I got. Sometimes I feel so strange, other time I feel so ashamed. But you gotta go for what you know. You're gonna reap just what you sow. 'Cause life don't always go your way, but that's the price you've got to pay. Tried to kick the habit, I couldn't do it, no, I had to have it. I broke a heart and I broke the rules. I get no sympathy for being a fool. I cried so hard till I nearly drowned, and I paid the price for sneaking around. You gotta go for what you know. You're gonna reap just what you sow. Life don't always go your way, and that's the price you got to pay. And that's a big price you just got to pay. And that's the price you must pay. Do you hear what I say? That's the price you got to pay. And that's a big price, oh, you need to pay. Do you hear what I say? That's a price you must pay. And that's a big, big price you just got to pay. You see what I'm saying? It's a price you got to pay. And that's a price you just got to pay. That's a price you need to pay. You see what I'm saying? Before I reach the next time.
The late Deborah Coleman here on KRVS from her disc Where Blue Begins. It came out in 1998. Deborah on guitar and vocals. She was also a fine songwriter. She started pretty young. Was working in bands at the age of 15, but then ended up in her 20s giving it up to raise a family. She became an electrician and then ended up back into music. And her first disc was a result of winning a band competition back in 1983 or so. That particular number, Traveling South, was an old Albert Collins number. Before hearing Deborah Coleman, we heard Buddy Guy from his disc Bring 'Em In, and he had special guest Keith Richards on guitar with him on that particular track. And we heard him do, the Price You Gotta Pay. Next year on KRVS, we're going to listen to Junior Wells with Buddy Guy, also a joining him. The two started collaborating back in 1958 or so. They were both in Chicago performing that sort of thing. Junior Wells had worked with the Muddy Waters Band for a while, and then the Three Aces. Well, actually, Three Aces first. But anyway, the two on and off for years collaborated in blues. We're going to listen to them recorded in Toulouse, France back in 1979, doing a rendition of the old Brook Benton classic, I'll Take Care of You. Junior Wells on blues harp and vocals with Buddy Guy on guitar. Now, let me see. Better line this one up. Let me get this right. Okay. Again, this is I'll Take Care of You.
Tell by the way you carry yourself, if you would let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I'll take care of you. I've loved and lost the same as you, so you see, I know, baby, just what you're going through. If you would let me, here's what I'll do. Oh, I'll take care of you. Pick up right here. You won't never help the world. You won't ever have to cry. Because I'll be there beside you. To dry your weeping eyes, Lord, 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 baby, tell me that you'll be true. And there's no doubt in my mind, woman, I know what you want me to do. If you would let me, here's what I'll do. Take care of you. Can I blow a little bit, fellas? Can I blow a little more? Listen. I've loved and lost the same as you. You know, I know, baby, just what you're going through. If you would let me, here's what I'll do. Whoa, I'll take care of you. Baby, baby, I'll just kill you, baby. You won't have to worry. You don't have to walk down the street no more. Bring your hands and cry. You don't have to walk over to your friend's house and tell them they're going to door. You won't ever have to. You won't ever, 'cause I'll take care of you, baby. My, 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 my. Whoop! Yeah! Oh, Lord! I'll take care of you. Call you on the phone sometime, 'cause I'll take care of you. I'll take care of you, baby.
On blues harp and vocals, Buddy Guy on guitar from a disc called Pleading the Blues. Their rendition of, that Brooke Benton classic, and again, recorded back in 1979 in Toulouse, France. They had toured Europe together and had recorded a number of tracks in France, both in Toulouse and also in Paris. And the originals were issued on Black and Blue Records label. And years later, they turn up here in the U.S. Better late than never, and some of them are excellent. We're going to turn next to Mick Colazza and a track from his brand new disc, Wasted Youth. Here's Mick here on KRVS with Feeling Sorry for Myself.
I don't like feeling down or wishing things were better. That's just not the way I like to feel. Lately, as I look around, things just seem so bad. This smile on my face don't seem real. So I think I'm just gonna put this smile upon a shelf. Spend a little time feeling sorry for myself. won't do it loud or long, so most folks won't even know. I don't want to wallow in self-pity. I can't pretend that things are fine and just keep on grinning. Acting light when I'm feeling so gritty. So I think I'm gonna put this smile upon a shelf. Spend a little time feeling sorry for myself. Well, maybe a little downtime will do me some good. Don't see how it can do me any harm. If I just let go and shed a tear, no time at all, I could be back with my usual charm. So I'll just sit here by myself in this dark and empty place, wishing I wasn't here on my own. Imagining a time in the future or the past when I didn't feel so damned alone. So I think I'm just gonna put this smile up on the shelf. Spend a little time feeling sorry for myself.
That'll be Muddy Waters. Muddy Waters, recorded in 1964, one of a few tracks that was appended to the album Folk Singer. Folk Singer came out on vinyl in 64 and was later re-released, and this and a couple of other tracks were included on the digital release. Before hearing Muddy Waters, along with, who do you have, Otis Spann and James Cotton, we heard Mick Colosso from his new disc, Wasted Youth. Mick did a tune for us called Feeling Sorry for Myself. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Amos Easton, a.k.a. Bumblebee Slim. You may not have heard much about him in the past, but he recorded something like over 150 songs. He was originally from Georgia, ended up in Chicago in 1931, and recorded for a couple of different labels and worked with other musicians like Big Bill Broomsey, Petey Wheatstraw, Tampa Red, even Memphis Minnie. We're going to listen to him do a tune that he recorded back in March of 1934 in Chicago, and it would later morph into the Muddy Waters tune Honeybee. The original version, though, by Amos Easton, is called Sail On, Little Girl, Sail On.
Land. I guess I'm gonna say to some foreign distant land, and I'm gonna be some other woman's man. Sail on, sail on, little girl. Sail on, little girl, sail on. You gon' keep on sailing till you lose your happy home. When there'd be no train, get my gal away before. When there'd be no train, get my gal away before. I was young and wild, people I didn't know. I could change my mind and love somebody else. I could change my mind and love somebody else. I lived in misery, but I brought it on myself. Sunset was rose.
right round here. Treat it like a dog. I'd rather be a dog, baby, walking up and down the road. I'd rather be a dog, baby, walking up and down the road. Then laying right around here, you're treating me like a dog.
From the year 2000 and from the disc Gone to Hell, that was John Mooney. John Mooney with his rendition of Cypress Grove, a number that Skip James recorded back in 1931. We've heard a number of Skip James tunes here today on the Blues Box. Before we heard John Mooney, we heard Amos Easton, a.k.a. Bumblebee Slim, from March of 1934, doing a number called Sail On, Little Girl, Sail On. And again, that tune from Muddy Waters later changed into Honeybee. John Mooney, whom we just heard when he was a teenager in Rochester, New York, he was introduced to Son House, the great Delta blues man, and ended up picking up a lot of Son House's style. John, of course, ended up in New Orleans, where he basically effected a symbiosis between Delta-style slide guitar and New Orleans second-line rhythms. We're going to turn to Son House next. He had very few commercial recordings early on. He had gone up to Grafton, Wisconsin once back in 1930, and then later was not commercial, the later ones, although he did some in the mid-60s. But 1942, Alan Lomax recorded him doing some field recordings of Son House in Robinsonville, Mississippi. We're going to go back to that time, the 17th of July, 1942. Here is Son House with a number called The Jinx Blues.
I see what they want for you to do. shifting butter. Low down shaking. Low down shaking. Egg and cheer. I said, blue is a low down old egg and cheer. Well, if you had a money, I hope you never win. Little blue, blue, worried heart, heart disease. Oh, the blue, little worried, oh, heart disease. Look like the woman you be loving, man, is so doggone hard to please. I'd rather be outdoors, walking up, and down the road. I said, I'd rather be outdoors, I said, and walking up and down the road. And to be laying around here working just for my board and clothes. Look at your little girl, don't you cry, don't you cry, cry no more. I said, look at your darling, honey, don't you try to cry no more. Well, when I leave this time, I'm gonna hang crape on your door.
Wondering why I sing my blues. When you're sitting down and wondering why I sing my blues. Been around a long time, I paid my dues. Every day I have the blues. Every day I have the blues. When you see me wearing it, you I hate to lose. I'm gonna pack my bags. Down the line, I'm going to pack my bags, moving on down the line. Well, there ain't nobody worrying, ain't nobody crying. Trouble, I've had my share. Every day I have the blues.
late Charles Brown on piano and vocals, recorded in San Francisco back in November of 1994, and from a disc called Honey Dripper, his version of Every Day I Have the Blues, a number that was written by Memphis Slim and made famous and a big hit by Lowell Fulson back in the early 50s. Before hearing Charles Brown, we heard Sunhouse, a Delta blues man recorded back in 1942, doing a number called The Jinx Blues. And that about wraps up this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raul Bro. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. Also like to invite you to stay tuned. More good music is coming your way in just a few moments on the program American Roots, followed by Freetown Radio at 3 p.m. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and member-supported public radio. We hope that if you're not a member, that you'll consider becoming one and support us. Help us keep these programs on the air. Here's Memphis Slim with a number called You Name It, and also on guitar, Matt Guitar Murphy, to take us up to the top of the hour. Have a great weekend. We'll be back next Friday morning, right after Morning Edition.
Each week, Harpistry shines a spotlight on music of harps from all over the world. Tune in Sunday at midnight or Monday at noon, right here on KRVS.
In 1971, Ike and Tina Turner, Wilson Pickett, the Staple Singers, and other top musicians from the United States traveled to Ghana to take part in an epic 14-hour-long concert to celebrate Ghana's independence. I'm Georges Collinet. Join me as we revisit the Soul to Soul Music Festival next time on Afropop Worldwide from PRX.
Sunday nights at 8 on KRBS.
Do nightmares keep you awake? Might as well tune into Ghost Town, Thursday nights, Friday mornings, 1 a.m. on KRVS.
Hit the honky-tonk hardwood floor with me, Steve Craig, on Jukes, Cantinas, and Ballrooms, Saturdays at 4 p.m.
Support for KRVS comes from Acadian Pawn, celebrating the music and memory of Little Buck Senegal for over 32 years. Acadian Pawn provides local musicians with a selection of musical instruments, accessories, and PA packages, as well as loans on used professional audio gear. Acadian Pawn, 1304 Moss Street, and 110 Gilbo Road in Lafayette. More information at AcadianPawn.com. AcadianPawn.com.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles.